The program is Lawrence and Taylor, and I'm just, quite frankly, on a Monday here, I think.
Yes, yes.
I couldn't even get that out of my mouth, so.
Well, you were a little like Denver, huh?
I guess.
Start the game with a safety, and it goes downhill from there.
Couldn't quite get the ball past the line of scrimmage there. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm Jeremy. He's Roger. That's Michael over there. I don't know if he's going to – I know he's wearing the T-shirt today.
What do you got on? Stand up.
He's still claiming to be a Denver fan.
You got to stand up for your team in a loss as well.
No, you do. You do. So I won't make fun of you too much about that anyway today. So I'm sure there will be other things. But here we are on the show. Before we dig into it any further, Michael would like to take over the program to talk about some traffic. So I'll let him do it here for a minute or so.
This is what everybody wanted to hear right away. Caller called in, said I-94 westbound is backing up 2 miles east of Paw Paw due to an accident. So if you can, avoid westbound I-94.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we'll keep you up to date if there's anything else that crops up traffic-wise.
He keeps this up.
Michael will interrupt the program and take over, as he usually does.
So. We'll call it the Michael Loudon Show with Taylor and Lawrence.
Of course, or Lawrence and Taylor, as the case may be. But, see, I caught it that time.
Roger's trying to change the name of the program.
He keeps working on it. It's not happening.
Every once in a while, I throw it in.
So you just have to wait until I take a day off, which doesn't happen terribly often. Sadly for you.
Yes.
Lots of stuff that's happened over the weekend. Apparently there was a football game. Somebody should have told Denver. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They apparently thought they were playing baseball.
I'm not sure what was happening. When I saw the safety on that first play, I thought, oh, boy. It's not going to get any better.
Yeah,
is it? Oh,
I was kind of thinking that. And I was like, what is Ramirez doing? And it reminds me of the baseball player Manny Ramirez when they had the saying, Manny being Manny. That's what the center was doing, Manny being Manny.
Yeah,
let's just snap it with, Peyton's walking up to the line, let's snap it.
Of course. Peyton, are you paying attention? Apparently not. Okay. No, it looked like they had some words on the sideline after that.
Yes.
Something that was probably a whole lot heavier than you idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my golly. I really, sincerely wish you hadn't done that. That's what he was saying.
What were you thinking?
I at least got a hand it to. I think it was, Noshawn Moreno that dove on the ball.
Yes.
And it's like that could have been a whole lot worse. Could have been a touchdown for the other side. Mm-hmm. Instead, at the very least, all right, save it so it doesn't look quite as bad. Granted, given the score, it looks bad.
It didn't matter.
I don't know that those extra 4 points would have made that big a difference. It was still a blowout. So if you're a Seattle fan, well, great for you. If you're a Denver fan, I'm really sorry. And if you're a Lions fan, you stopped paying attention weeks ago. So that's
if you buy into the historical patterns, Seattle winning will be good for the stock market and the economy.
Okay.
If you look back historically, and I don't know enough about the NFL, but apparently there's two different sub-leagues or something.
Well, yeah, there's two conferences, AFC and NFC, sure.
Whatever conference Seattle is in.
Mm-hmm. The NFC.
If they win, the economy in those years does better.
Now, the only thing that might bust that up a little bit is that Seattle used to be an AFC team years ago.
Oh.
So that might just totally mix it up. So if it doesn't work, we'll just blame the fact they started in the AFC. But anyway.
Darn, I was going to ask for a raise.
Sounded nice.
Yeah. So I thought I made a good case.
Oh, it's because Seattle won. Okay, whatever. Yeah, next. But lots to talk about, of course, with the Super Bowl. The most exciting thing was Super Bowl ads, and we'll be talking about those here in a couple of minutes.
Especially in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
definitely.
I was so depressed at the score, I didn't even care about the ads. I'd look at them and be like, oh, that one's funny, but I'm not laughing.
Laughing through the tears.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, while I'm not a Lions fan, I stopped paying attention a few weeks ago because my team was gone. So, you know, after that, it was like, whatever. Whatever. I'm excited about the draft now, you know?
Yeah.
Did you both watch till the bitter end?
I did. I did watch till the bitter end.
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. I did. I found it streaming, actually, which is because we don't have cable at our house, and mm-hmm. I've got an old TV, so I couldn't bring it in that way. But found it streaming, and we got to about midway through the fourth quarter, and I just said, uh-uh. I don't care what commercials are going to play. I'm done. Yeah. This is just not fun to watch. So some other things going on in town, though, and around the state as well. Governor Snyder has finally made it officially unofficial, official something or other, that, yes, I am running for re-election. I think mm-hmm. we all expected it, but he had his little commercial play, and he's talked about a few things, so we'll chat about that as well, along with, apparently there's a golf course in Kalamazoo that currently allows dogs.
Yeah.
But is looking to possibly ban them.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you the straight poop on that coming up later in the show.
Thanks. You'll be here till 5.
Yes.
Please tip your waiters and waitresses. All right.
Try the meatloaf.
So all of that coming up. But I wanted to talk about, and first of all, this is a great chance to promote ourselves because we're all about shameless self-promotion. And on our website today, we did a little, you know, we do a video of the day, that kind of thing. Well, couldn't select one because we're talking Super Bowl ads. I picked two of them. So, and I'll tell you what they are here in just a minute. But feel free to go and check that out. It's all part of the Lawrence and Taylor blog, and that is at our website, WKZO.com. And click on the appropriate links down beneath the news. You'll be able to find that there. Mm-hmm. Or it's also posted, I believe, as we speak. It is on Facebook as well. So if you're hooked up with us there, you'll be able to click on the link and check it out. Now, because of that, yes, I picked a couple of Super Bowl ads. And there were several that people said were very good. There were some that were very, very bad. And then there were some that we were just, quite frankly, very indifferent about, I think. You know, there's some of them you kind of go, okay, great. Thanks, Bud Light, that you've got a new can. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's a new bottle, but it's a can. Okay, great. Thanks. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Or I know an awful lot of people saw that one that T-Mobile did where obviously they just ran out of money.
Yeah.
And they just said, all right, you know what? We're not drinking. You could save with us. Okay.
Right.
Thanks. That's great. But among my favorites, and I saw the Volkswagen one with the wings, saw it previously, probably watched it about 18 times by now, and I still like it.
Yes.
That's still among my favorites.
You were talking about that one last week,
mm-hmm.
prior to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a good one. I also enjoyed the Radio Shack one. I was surprised because here's Radio Shack in their ad, and if you haven't seen it, you really do need to see it, and it's on. We've got it posted at the website. But they do an 80s flashback, which is always good nowadays. It's kind of fun. But then they poke fun at themselves. Right from the get-go, they come on with a phone call. The 80s called. They want their store back.
And, boy, does it come back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those things when an advertiser who has had as many problems as Radio Shack has had over the years comes along and basically makes fun of themselves and says, all right, yeah, we've had problems. We're going to fix them now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun to watch that.
Yeah.
And to see that, yeah, mm-hmm. So, because they've always had that feel. There's been others that people have pointed out. The puppy and the horse with, I guess it was Budweiser as part of that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People have said that one's good. It was cute. I enjoyed that.
I learned a piece of trivia about that one.
Yeah.
Did you know that Clydesdales naturally will not jump? And that one of the biggest hurdles, no pun intended, to that commercial were getting Clydesdales to jump the fence.
Mm.
And that took long periods of training.
Wow.
Because Clydesdales do not jump, I'm told.
Sure, sure. Well, I did not know that. So, another one that was interesting for some people, did you see the one with Tim Tebow in it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah. I enjoyed that one because it's another one of those deals where he's poking fun at himself
mm-hmm.
and having a great time doing it. I enjoyed it. I laughed. And, of course, it was for T-Mobile basically saying, yeah, no contract. Got the point across. And is the obvious reason why they did that last one at the end of the game where we said, yeah, basically, we have no more budget. So, here.
Yeah.
We paid it all to Tim Tebow because he had no contract.
Right.
So, but those were the ones that I think jumped out for me. There's certainly others that were good and others that were just flat out bad. I think GoDaddy was just, they went beyond, they were really stupid last year with what they did and people talked about it. This year, it just didn't really resonate at all, I thought. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that they did terribly well. Really, there were others, but it just, I don't know.
My favorite commercial was the Budweiser commercial.
With the puppies.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think you need to divide them into two categories.
Mm-hmm.
The serious commercials
sure.
and the humorous
mm-hmm.
commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in the serious side, I liked the Clydesdale and I'm a sucker for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
On the humorous side, I liked the Kia ad.
With the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was pretty well done.
That was good. I think the other one, that, and it's gotten some flack in some circles. GM put out a spot about, I think it was the Silverado and the whole, you know, here's this truck that's hardworking and, you know, you'll be able to haul a cow from one place to another. I mean, mm-hmm. it was standard fare for any Chevy ad. If you've seen them for years, you've seen what they do. But then it threw a twist in at the end of it, which I thought very clever to turn this into kind of a funny little thing at the end. I think they poked fun at themselves a little
mm-hmm.
by saying, yeah, here's our old style turned on its ear. But I think at the same time, it gets some attention. People will remember, oh, yeah, that was for a truck.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that was a good one.
What's the controversy in that?
Not sure.
Oh.
Not sure. You're looking for controversy in that? Have you heard about that or something? Or did I say that? I don't know.
I thought you said that people took a different view of it.
There's been mm-hmm. some people that said it was just absolutely dumb and shouldn't.
Oh,
shouldn't
okay.
Not offended.
Okay.
No,
there were other people that took offense at certain things or just flat out didn't like them.
Yeah.
But, no, that was one that some people just said, no.
Yeah.
Didn't like that one. And I got to say this. Bob Dylan in the Chrysler ad. Now, I've got to say a couple items here. First of all, it's the first time in 30 years that anybody has understood anything that Bob Dylan has said. Am I right about that?
You've got to do your imitation of him, Jeremy.
Well, and I might just very well. But and I guess the good thing about it with Bob Dylan is that he was talking. So that helped.
Nonetheless, mm-hmm. talking in an intelligible way.
Yeah. So hopefully they trained him very long and hard on that one. That's all I could figure. But
maybe that was a bigger hurdle to overcome
could
than
be.
getting Clydesdales to jump.
No, I mean, mostly if you listen to any Bob Dylan song, and you know, not everyone, because the early stuff, you can still understand what he's saying. But later, you just kind of, what?
Yes.
What in the world are you saying?
What are the words to Lay Lady Lay? Who knows?
It's a mystery.
I'm not even sure that Bob knows. He sang them.
If you go to Wiki Lyrics, there are just question marks.
We don't know, really. No, I have to flashback to when they did some sort of a Bob Dylan tribute. This was probably a decade or so ago. They did this thing where they're talking about all these genius things, and they had him come out and sing, and everybody's going, oh, that was amazing. And I'm sitting here going, I still don't understand what he's saying. I don't care if it's amazing or not. I don't get it.
Yep.
But I thought also that it took a lot of cheek on the part of Chrysler to be able to say, come buy American. Oh, by the way, we're owned by Italians.
Yeah.
That one, I thought, okay, that takes a lot of gall to do that. I know you're going along with the same thing you've done year in and year out. And last year with Paul Harvey, it was amazing doing with the Dodge trucks and the farmers and the whole bit. But I don't know. Bob Dylan just didn't connect with me on that one. And I thought, okay, I get it. But
It certainly didn't resonate the way the imported from Detroit commercial did a couple of years back.
Sure, with Eminem.
Yeah.
Which that played very well when that happened. Yeah, but I didn't get the whole Bob Dylan thing. I thought, okay, you want to bring along somebody who's an icon to sell cars? Bob Dylan is not the choice I would have made. You know, what that choice is, I don't know, but I would have sat down and thought about it for a while before going, hey, Bob Dylan, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's sober him up long enough to get him to do a commercial. But maybe I'm wrong on it. I don't know. But I'd love to get some thoughts from others on this as well, just because, you know what, Roger and I don't have the corner of the market on being right. We'd like to think so,
yes.
But, you know, we don't. So give us a call. 382-4280 is the local number, or 877-382-4280. We're going to talk a little bit further about these Super Bowl commercials. There were quite a few of them, and maybe there's something we missed in some of these things. So we'd love to hear from you on it. Lawrence and Taylor, it continues ahead, and do we actually have traffic, or are you just making it up?
No, I'm actually not making it up.
Okay, it's a timeout for traffic then. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I believe this is an update on the accident I reported about earlier in Paw Paw. Westbound and eastbound I-94 at County Road 653, that's mile marker 61.5, there's been an accident. All lanes are closed due to the accident by the Michigan State Police, so avoid westbound and eastbound I-94 out near Paw Paw if you possibly can.
So you're saying that both eastbound and westbound are blocked?
Yes.
Oh,
that came in from a texter that all lanes were closed.
That's a hassle.
Yes, that is a hassle.
Well, if you could find an alternate route around that, that'd be probably the way to go at
this
point.
Well, Red Arrow, you get off at Matawan, go up to Red Arrow, right through Paw Paw and back.
Mm-hmm.
But what the heck? It's a sunny day.
I know.
One of the few days the pavements are clear and dry.
And they're nice out, and so there shouldn't be any issues out there.
Come on, folks. Save it for a snowy day.
Yeah. Not a sunny day.
Really?
Well, feel free to give us a call. We've been talking about the Super Bowl ads, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. If you'd like to chat about these, we'd love to hear from you. Looking through some of these, I think there's one that is starting to get some universal disdain, and that's the Maserati ad.
Well, everybody has one.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so many Maseratis as I run around Kalamazoo living my life.
Of course.
And so it really resonated with me.
Now, you know, I liked the message of it, the whole thing of, you know, this is for everybody else. You know, this is the car for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this car you can't afford. It was like a bait and switch almost. It felt that way. That message would have been great for one of these other car makers, like, you know what? Kia's trying to get you into their baseline, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or Hyundai, here, you can get into this thing that, you know, is relatively inexpensive and get you on the road and that kind of thing. This
Chevrolet.
Is for everybody. Chevy. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, get you into a cruise.
Yeah, something like that. But to say, hey, this is the car for everybody. This is the car that, this is the thing that everybody can drive.
Yeah.
Hope you got tons of money.
Yeah. Wrong. And now interrupting his interruption with a further traffic update is Michael Loudon.
All right. Here we go. Just got some new information in. I was wrong. The eastbound lane wasn't closed. That one is open.
Okay.
There is one lane now open in the westbound lane. There's still one lane closed due to a semi-accident.
Okay.
But one lane open in each direction.
Actually, both eastbound lanes are open.
Okay.
One lane just closed on westbound, so hopefully we got that all straightened out now for everybody.
Chances are the eastbound lanes are moving a little slow just from gawking traffic, yes. I'm sure.
So. Everybody's head turning.
Yes, and not paying any attention to what's squirrel. In front of them.
But what's going on over there?
Hey, look, an accident. You know, it happens. So be prepared for that as you go through there. Going to take you some time, no matter which way you're going. But westbound is the side that's on, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Unless Michael interrupts us again.
Just westbound.
Don't hesitate to give us any further updates, Michael.
I will not hesitate to do that.
Okay.
Another one that struck me as being kind of bad, and I think they tried. Butterfinger put out that one with the chocolate and peanut butter going to counseling or whatever it was. And no, I get it, but no.
I've in the list here, there's a couple that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Honda with Bruce Willis in it?
I did see that one. It was basically just him talking
mm-hmm.
about Hondas and how safe they are and look around you to all the people that are in the room with you. You love them, so you'll want to drive one of our cars. It was pretty basic. I got what they were trying to do. Didn't really like it, though. I don't think it really did much for me.
He doesn't appear to be bleeding or bruised in any way. He looks healthy.
It seems strange just watching that guy hug him, too. I'm like, who is this guy hugging him? Well,
I figured there was a punchline, and there really wasn't.
Well, so. when he did say, hug everybody, my girlfriend ended up hugging me at that moment.
Well, at least he got something out of the deal.
Isn't that charming?
It's an interesting thing. I just saw a report out of New Jersey. Apparently, they have a snowstorm now. In the area of the stadium, I thought, where was this last night?
Yeah. Too late to save Denver.
Yeah.
But...
it would have at least been interesting.
It could have made the score closer.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm not going to argue about this.
Yeah, it's probably just as well. You know what? Barb's on the line. She's been waiting for a little while. Barb, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thank you. I just had some comments to make about the Super Bowl ads.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. One is a little bit of criticism, not angrily, but the Chevy Silverado ad.
Mm-hmm.
You missed the whole point of it. He was hauling a mail, and he was taking the mail to where the ladies were,
mm-hmm.
and it was so cute and so clever when it said, oh, the ladies are looking at him, and it showed the two of them, you know, looking back and forth. It was cute.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the typical truck ad.
Sure.
And I did love the puppy and the horse.
Of course.
And the Coca-Cola ad, where they sang America the Beautiful.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was absolutely fabulous.
You liked that
one. Just as subtle as can be. Didn't even mention Coke until the very end. And I thought it was cool. So just my comments for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for sharing.
Appreciate the call. All right. That was Barb there in Kalamazoo.
I didn't see the Coke commercial.
You didn't see that. It was it was sort of a multilingual approach to America the Beautiful.
Oh.
Taking a lot of different people. I've heard some people that gave that some commentary saying, you know what, it needed to be in English the whole way. I felt that a little bit the first time I saw it. Didn't have a problem with the pictures, though, because, you know, America is made up of a lot of different types of people, a lot of different people that come from different places. I think it would have been more impactful if it had been entirely in the English language, which they didn't do. So, but I get what they were trying to do.
What languages did they use? I mean, if they used Spanish.
I think they were using just about every language of everybody they flashed on the screen.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Honestly, I only saw it once.
That's been an ongoing theme in both Pepsi and Coke commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to make the world sing mm-hmm. Pepsi. And it sounds like Coca-Cola was trying to celebrate diversity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From the sounds of it. Yeah. So, It wasn't quite the I want to buy the world a Coke and keep it company or anything like that, like that old Christmas time commercial they did. But now some people liked it, thought it was great. Other people haven't liked it. I don't know. I was just I get what they were doing. I don't know that it was done as well as it could have been. That's just my two cents worth.
Hmm.
So any other ads that jumped out at you?
No, I honestly did not watch the game, and so I have I've gone and looked at the commercials because that's the part that interests me, and I got to fast forward through a bad football game
to
get to the commercials.
That helps. If it would have been a good football game, that would have been the difference.
Can you call timeout on the game? More commercials, please.
Well, I have to admit, we sat down after the game because since we watched it on the stream, not all the commercials were there.
Okay.
Because they sold different commercials on the stream.
Yeah.
But we sat down and just started going through and like, okay, what'd we miss? We missed this one, we missed this one, we missed that one. So we got through and saw them all.
Who streamed it?
That was Fox Sports, actually.
Oh, okay.
They did that. They were doing like a 24-hour trial of their streaming, whatever it is. I guess they've got some sort of a streaming product that they use. And they gave it to everybody, said, you don't need to sign in. Here it is. Watch the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So that was quite nice, I have to admit. I wish the game was a whole lot nicer, but...
Do you have any idea what their viewership was in that mechanism?
Not off the top of my head, and I have a feeling as things went along, their viewership probably went down.
I'm guessing like the TV audience declined as time went on.
Once you got past halftime, it was kind of like, eh.
They probably switched over to the Puppy Bowl.
Could be.
There was more intrigue in that.
Well, I posted on Facebook last night. I was going to watch the Dog Channel.
Maybe you were.
Well, actually, I wasn't. I was just, you know, joking around at that point. I was at my girlfriend's, so they weren't going to switch the TV.
Of course. You wouldn't have let them do that anyway. It's your team. You want to watch them lose miserably.
That's right.
So, you know.
And they succeeded.
Yes. I just felt like watching something else, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep watching
there
it.
There you go.
I wonder if Bob Larson watched the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I was going to ask Bob that. Bob, did you watch the big game last night?
Start to finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What commercial did you like the best?
Radio Shack commercial with the reference to the 80s.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And I've never heard anyone mention the first Doritos commercial where the guy went into the box and the kid told him it was a time machine.
That one was really funny.
That was clever.
I haven't heard anyone mention that. I thought that was cute.
Yeah. And, well, what's our word for the day?
The word for... Where is it? I wrote it down somewhere.
He's so excited about the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. We'll stall for
moving
Bob
right
now.
Along.
We'll vamp for you here, Bob.
There it is.
Ready.
Here
he
it
found
is.
It. All
the
right.
word. The word is moderate.
Oh,
okay. I thought the word was procrastination. Actually,
the word is clueless, lost,
unprepared.
Yeah. Now the word is moderate. We have a snowstorm on the way, and I would put it in the moderate category. Not a huge, major snowstorm, but certainly more than just a couple of snow showers. So I'd place it in the moderate category. Gets underway late tomorrow afternoon or the first thing tomorrow evening, and tapers off Wednesday morning.
The amount of snow we're to get has been changing, and it dropped significantly in quantity, and now it seems to be heading back up. The weather pattern change, I watch AccuWeather online, and at one time they were talking 4 or 5 inches, then it went to 2 inches, and now it's back to 4. Where are we?
2 to 4 is what we're going to say for radio purposes, what we've been saying, have been saying, still saying 2 to 4. Whether that's closer to 2 or whether that's closer to 4, that's where you get some subtle nuances and differences with each computer model run. But point is, I think it's in the 2 to 4 inch category. Now, let me point this out. The entire southern tier counties of Lower Michigan, Berrien, Cass, St. Joseph's, Branch, and Point Southward from there, all under a winter storm watch. And that winter storm watch reads the potential for 6 to 10 inches. I don't believe that there's going to be 6 to 10 inches of snow in Kalamazoo. I think it's in the 2 to 4 inch range. I doubt that even just south of here there's 6 to 10 inches. It might be 4 or 5 as opposed to 2-4. But I think you got to go down into central Indiana and eastward to central Ohio before you get the really heavier amounts. Why? Because the bulk of the storm, the center of the storm, is staying to the south. We're dealing with the northern, kind of the north. I don't want to say fringe. We're more than just in the fringe of the storm, but we're clearly north of where the heaviest snow will be. So the farther north you go, the less there will be. The farther south you go, the more there will be.
I think we get that.
All right. So we're shipping Ohio some of our snow,
basically. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
we
good.
Got plenty to share. We don't need any more Bob.
I would think so. And by the time you get into New York State, northern tier of Pennsylvania, interior portions of New England with the storm, we could be talking about as much as 6 to 12 inches.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Well, this is going to be
them.
A substantial snowstorm. And here's something. Let me backtrack a little bit here. Going back to the Super Bowl, of course, remarkable how mild it was during the game. All this concern about snow and cold. And it was very cold all Super Bowl week leading up to the game. It started to turn milder there Saturday. Of course, yesterday was exceptionally mild. And it was no lower than the 40s during the course of the game. Even rained a little bit around halftime. But did you know that in just 6 hours after the completion of that game, it was snowing over MetLife Stadium, and it has snowed all day long there, heavily at times.
Mm. Yuck.
So they got extremely lucky because it was very cold Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, way too cold for many to just be sitting out at a game, except for the most passionate of all fans. And then 6 hours after game time, a heavy snowstorm set in, but during the game, no snow, no cold.
Hmm. Bob, before we let you go, there's another potential storm toward the end of the week. Do you have your arms around that at all?
I sure do, and I think that one is going also mostly to the south, maybe even more so than tomorrow's storm. So we might get, I don't know if I would even call that a moderate storm at this point. I think that's more of a major storm for the southern plains, the lower Midwest, and then eventually into the Mid-Atlantic and East Coast.
Okay.
But,
there's more.
This is Monday, and that storm is not really threatening to Saturday. That's 5 days away. There's still ample opportunity for things to change, so stay tuned.
Don't put your snow shovel away. I'm here.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather, thanks.
I'll try to be better prepared with my word tomorrow.
See you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right. And just kind of keeping you up on it. It doesn't sound as bad as the way Bob was making it sound on Friday when he talked about that. It just, he was sitting here going, three storms, we're going to see a ton of snow. So, yeah, three storms and maybe not quite so bad.
Well, when
and we've already been through number one, so, you know.
And it was ugly, I have to admit. Saturday night, my plans changed after the state plowed the road, and I couldn't get out anymore.
Yeah.
But we had plenty of snow on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, certainly. The pizza delivery guy almost got stuck in my driveway.
Uh-oh.
After he delivered your pizza.
Well, he was trying to, you know, get in my driveway, and it's really narrow. I got two high snow banks right at the end, so it's even hard for me to get out. And I was watching him, and he almost got stuck, and I almost had to go out there and help him, but he backed out. Parked on the road, then delivered the pizza.
I thought you had a snowblower.
I do have a snowblower, but the thing is I didn't make my driveway as wide as I should have. And then when I tried to go with the shovel and try to chop the snow off, I almost broke the shovel.
Okay.
And it's a metal shovel.
That would be bad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, you know what? When we continue the program, got a little something to chat about. Did you know there's a golf course that might just decide they don't like man's
dogs?
Best friend.
How can you not like dogs after the Budweiser commercial?
Well, we'll talk about the why and the what and all of that as the program continues ahead. We've come to the conclusion we're not going to let Michael talk now.
Well, because he got so excited, he shook his headphones off.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, this isn't good.
So, nope, no traffic notes, yeah. So be quiet in there.
I just wanted to wave.
Yeah, he's just going, hi.
Hi.
It's that post-Super Bowl letdown when your team loses and loses very badly.
In humiliated fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was like a community college football team playing the pros.
Yeah. No, I saw somebody who commented on Facebook and said, wait a minute, when did the Cleveland Browns get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. And when Seattle came out and their song they came out to was the Bittersweet Symphony, I was like, yeah, it's definitely going to be a Bittersweet Symphony for them. No.
Wrong.
Didn't happen.
Other way around. Yeah. So was this the first time in your adult life they've been to the Super Bowl? Because I know it's been several years.
My first time in my adult life. I do remember watching them play in the mid-90s, playing the Packers and playing the Falcons. So
sure.
I was excited about that, but this is definitely the first time in my adult life they've gotten there.
So your first adult letdown. That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I've had many sports letdowns over the years. This is just the first one with Denver being an adult.
Oh, okay. All right. So other than that, you're a Detroit fan then, and you know it's
the Tigers have disappointed me. The Red Sox have disappointed me. Michigan lost yesterday, but that that's just a regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they lose to?
Indiana.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Hello.
And Indiana ran up the score at the end, and I didn't really like that.
Well, Indiana's pretty talented, though, aren't they?
Not as talented as what they were last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of sports. Thanks for getting us off on that.
All right.
Speaking of sports, a lot of people like to play golf.
Yeah.
And, I won't say that I like to, but I do it. It's usually pretty frustrating by the time I get to the end of 9 holes, and that's all it takes to frustrate me, trust me.
Well, and golf is used to having traps, sand traps, and water hazards. This is just another hazard for the golf course.
Could be, yeah. I tell you, if you feel like your game has really stepped in it. I needed to work that in there somewhere. But if you feel like you've had that kind of game, well, maybe it's been because the golf course allows dogs to have run of the course.
Do they allow dogs while they're playing golf, or is it just winter that they allow dogs?
Now, that I don't know. I'm not sure how that works. Maybe it's dogs that play golf.
Yeah.
And you have to make an exception there.
Well, you've seen the dogs that play cards and things.
Of course.
That would be a really talented dog to play golf.
Yeah, well, you got to do something besides play poker for paintings. So, yeah. But in this particular case, Kalamazoo's city commissioners are looking at an ordinance that would ban dogs from, is it Millen Park?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Millen Park Golf Course. Apparently, this has not just been golfers that are upset about this, but cross-country skiers are a little upset as well. Because, as you can imagine, these dogs come along, leave a little gift, and it doesn't get picked up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a dog lover. I have two. And some people with their dogs are pigs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What can you say?
Sure. Now, it's one thing if it's your farm, you're out in the country, and it's just your land, and you're letting your dog roam. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But if this is public land, or say you live in an apartment, and I've experienced that one firsthand, where you go out and you're walking someplace and you find someone else's gift,
mm-hmm.
not fun.
Oh,
not fun at all.
Totally agree.
Now, I'd love to get to see if there's anybody that's got some experience playing at that golf course. I have yet to have the joy of doing that because, I moved here and 2 days later it started snowing and hasn't stopped since.
Right.
So I haven't had a chance to get out there and golf yet. But I'd love to hear from somebody who's played that course and say, yep, that's been a problem. So feel free to give us a call, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 to tell us, if that's a big issue when you're on the course or if you think, well, it's really not that bad. I haven't seen that kind of problem.
I've played the course before, but I haven't noticed any problems with dogs on the course or seen any of their droppings anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking they leave the gates open in the wintertime for cross-country skiers and such. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking they don't allow dogs out on the course during the golfing season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I find it a little puzzling that this is coming up in February. I guess there are some people who play with colored balls. But
yeah, a few.
But why would this come up now? I'm puzzled by that.
Apparently, cross-country skiers have had a problem with it as well, which I don't know if that gums up the works when you're doing that. I've never cross-country skied, so yeah. I don't know. But if you come across that, yeah, that might cause a little bit of a mess for your skis.
In golf, are there rules about how you play a ball that's landed in a pile? Can you move it? Or are you expected to play it where it lays?
I don't know if that would be worthy of a free drop. It would be, as far as I'm concerned.
Maybe a washing of the ball. I'm just saying.
You might go for a sanitizer.
You're not actually allowed to wash the ball until it touches the green, until it's actually sitting on the putting surface. So if, you know, it lands in a pile of dog crap.
Put it delicately, Michael.
I was trying to. Pile of dog droppings. There we go.
Droppings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you'd be allowed to clean the ball or not, because if you get mud on it, you can't clean it, or if it's got a grass stain on it, you can't clean it until you mark your ball on the green.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay. Well, we got John on the line here. Let's find out what he's got on his mind. John, you're on the show.
Why, hello. I suspect where the problem is the Kalamazoo Nordic Club, they groom a trail for skiers, and I suspect that might be the nexus of the complaint.
Do you think they allow dogs on the course in golf season?
Well, if that were the case, I'm not going to call myself a golfer, but I do chase a little white ball. What are we going to do with the geese on Red Arrow? I mean, if we're talking about the residue of animals.
That is an issue, definitely.
John, I know what you're talking about there, too.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's a pack of 50 dogs that are very hungry, you won't even come close to the geese on Red Arrow. No, I think it's more the skiers and skiing and dogs, I've been a 30-year skier myself. I ski in the woods. The people that bring dogs with them, the paw prints can mangle up a track.
Oh, okay.
I'm being pretty fine-tuning on that. And because the Nordic Club does, they groom the trail. It's actually about 20 feet wide. There'll be it looks like a slot car on the left. That's for classical style. And then the center is for skate skiers.
Oh, okay.
And I think, I really don't know, but I got to believe that's the point. I've never seen a dog there in the summer.
Okay. Thanks, okay. John.
Yep.
Okay, appreciate the call.
You know, there's
a little bit about skiing there.
Yeah. There's a couple of holes that get pretty close to Portage Creek. Are geese a problem out there as well as dogs?
Wonder.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.